This is take two of the interview with Randy Scott. We were talking about music and your interest in music and love of music and playing. Is there any other aspect about music that you wanted to bring up?
When I was a student, an undergraduate in Abbott Hall, I used to go to dinner and eat all that wonderful food. I loved dorm food. And I was sitting with three other guys one time, and we sort of spontaneously struck a barbershop chord. La, da, 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 something like that. And we looked at each other and said, we should start a singing group. Uh-huh. It turned out that the other three guys were evangelical Christians, Pentecostals, as a matter of fact. Uh-huh. I was not. Uh-huh. I had studied the whole idea during ATL and decided I was an atheist by gum. But since I hit the first note. So we started a group, a full gospel quartet called the Abbots.
Oh, the Abbots.
Based on, named on our dorm. Mm-hmm. And for a year and a half, we went to little churches, Assemblies of God, Churches of God, Free Methodists, mm-hmm. all over Southern Michigan and a few up north. Mm-hmm. And we finally had a grand tour to York, Pennsylvania.
Well, that was it.
And we got blazers that matched, and we sang gospel songs. And I hope we didn't save too many people, because after the concert, we would normally spend the rest of the night arguing about whether God existed. Mm-hmm. Okay, because they wanted to fix me so that they could be a real gospel quartet. But I loved the music, and I could do it. And I played the classical guitar, and the other guy, who was the only music major, uh-huh. played the 12 string. And we made a joyful noise, and that was a very big part of my undergraduate experience.
I forgot to ask a question about contact. Did you have a contact with any of the people like the group? Have you had any contact with them subsequent in recent years? Or
No, I haven't.
No, okay.
I had a real good friend in the dorm from the Dominican Republic, and mm-hmm. I looked through all the phone directories mm-hmm. last week, and he doesn't seem to be there anymore.
Not even
his family.
Uh-huh. In looking back at your career as a student, and also, did you anticipate that when you came here in 1965 that you ultimately be working here and spend a large portion of your life associating with this institution?
No, that was not in my mind at all. On the other hand, I didn't have that kind of goal in my mind. I didn't know what to expect from life. I knew I pretty much didn't want to be a farmer and spend my days plowing fields and plucking chickens. Because I've seen that. I've seen a lot of that. My brother, on the other hand, likes that. Mm-hmm. He's a part-time farmer.
Mm-hmm. Did he stay on the family farm or in that area?
No, he moved over to Petoskey, to the other side of the state, to Harbor Springs.
Uh-huh.
He runs an accounting service and raises sheep.
Oh.
And sings. Every weekend, he and his wife, they do jobs. They mm-hmm. do dances or concerts or whatever. They're an old-timey band, and he's a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
He was down here at MSU for a while too, and during that time we had great times, and, you know, a family band, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In looking back, you're still working, your career isn't in, but is there anything about this institution that you think is worthy of mention? Obviously you went through the tough times in the 60s and changes. Anything in looking at the future or thinking about the last 50 years, especially?
Well, I would like to think that our land grant status or philosophy or history or whatever it is sort of gives us a more democratic way of looking at things, or lets us give ourselves permission to collect comic books. Let's get to the bottom line.
Yeah, yeah. A little less elitist.
But there's other things besides comic books.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are very surprised that a university would collect popular culture. It was much more of a surprise in 1970 when Russell Nye sort of popped this on us.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a friend from Australia who came here to read comics when he was an undergrad and has since gone on to be a PhD and is teaching elsewhere. But he pointed this out, that there was a land-grant college in Australia that was the only one that collected comic books at the time. And he was wondering if this was some kind of a pattern. And I think maybe there's a little something to it, that whereas the University of Michigan does not collect comic books, and that's too bad for them, we do. I only wish that we could be a little more, a little prouder of it. Because I sometimes feel that I just better keep my mouth shut. And call it popular culture, which is not an in term in terms of the scholars I'm working with. Mm-hmm. They want to talk about cultural studies, or they want to study something in specific mm-hmm. about what was called popular culture, but there is no definition for popular culture. And that's something that Russell Nye's generation brought into academia because it was sort of a non-committal, inoffensive word
mm-hmm.
that could also put it at sort of arm's length for people who were not
held it
really into it.
In disdain, yes.
In disdain, there's the word.
Yeah.
But I have felt basically that this has been a supportive environment for the insanity that I wish to put forward, which is the world's best comic book collection. And I don't know where else I would have found that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think this is the things lined up. The stars lined up with Russell Nye. You know, he was a Pulitzer Prize winner, and he influenced the people in this library to allow this to start.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we can just get a few more faculty from ATL to come and study this stuff and write stuff about it,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it is happening. Paul Summers at ATL, mm-hmm. Shengmei Ma, who I guess has moved to English, but
mm-hmm.
but has used this collection extensively. And this is very nice. But even more people come from other universities to use it.
Uh-huh.
So it'd be nice to have more homeboys.
More than Well, I want to thank you on behalf of the project for your insights, and I appreciate the time you spent. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome.